heading out in the water. Or maybe not, because there's a bit of rain about. G'day to Liam from Complete Angler. How are you, mate?
Hey, good, mate. How you going?
All right. Bit of rain about. Not so flush to be out in the water, but it's a good creeks and rivers to be flushed out.
100%, mate. The winter rain that we've been getting is going to do wonders for the both inshore and offshore fishing over the next, you know, not just this week, but in the future to come. That's something we've missed for the past few years is winter rain. I'm certainly not complaining about it.
Now, what will happen, do you think, if the creeks and rivers do get flushed out? I mean, we had heaps of rain last week, so that would have just settled. Now we're going, looks like a wet weekend. So another week or so, week and a half, once everything settles, everything...
You want the water to be stable. So, you know, it's obviously, it's not great when there is a bit of fresh run into the system, but once you get that fresh run into the system and then it stabilises after that, everything goes berserk. You know, you get all that nutrients coming into the water, the prawns all start feeding, the bait fish goes nuts. So obviously with that, all the other fish go nuts. I sort of think maybe if we don't get any rain Sunday, Monday, it's going to be a good week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday,
right,
to be out on the water as the tide builds too. Because as the tide, like sort of in a situation where we've got really small tides this weekend too.
Yes.
So all that fresh is just going to be sitting there as the tide builds and we get a bit of clean salt water,
yep,
coming in. It'll fire all systems up.
Yeah, even the muddies, because a bit of rain about flushes the muddies out, that's for sure.
100%. And like I said, it's that winter rain's what we've been missing with the crabs for the past few years. It should be a good, hopefully, good few months after this rain.
Mate, anywhere to go for, I mean, school holidays, so if mums and dads or grandparents want to take the kids somewhere, where would be a couple of good places to go? Maybe not over the weekend, but next week.
If those blokes that do want to brave it this weekend, we've actually got light winds. Like, it's only blowing 5, 6, 7 knots all day tomorrow, so from the south. If you do brave it, you're probably going to get a chance to get out and get stuck into some fish, but really, really small tides. Like, I think tonight's low is like a 1.8, and then only a 3.1 metre high, so there's really small tides. So if those that do brave it get out, it'll be that deeper water that fishes well on the small tides. Obviously,
yeah,
the real small tides make it hard to get up in the shallows, but in the estuary systems, same thing, just trying to find a bit of movement because you don't want stationary water. So if you can find somewhere where there's a bit of a funnel or something like that, then that's your best bet at a fish. You know, you might get a grunner or a salmon, even a barra on these small tides. So.
Well, mate, of course, if anybody wants any advice where to go, what to do, comes to fishing, they can always pop down and see you guys. You're open every day down at the marina.
Too easy, mate. We'll be here all weekend.
Thanks, Liam. Have a good week.
Yeah, you too, mate. See ya.